bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details. Save big money at
Menards. Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this very busy society that we live in, simplicity is a precious resource. So today I'm going to be giving you a technique that I use to evaluate information on politically and religiously charged topics that will make things much simpler when it comes to all the information that we encounter on a daily basis. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called How to Sort Through Information. Let's get started. So, I use a simple three-step process to sort through religiously and politically charged information and ideas to evaluate whether they are true or believable or not. And that process goes like this. First, I see if it's something that's biblical. Is it either mentioned or discussed specifically in the Bible, which I have read all the way through and am about to do again? Or is it something that is like in alignment with biblical principles, even if it's not specifically mentioned? Because remember that even though God knows everything, he didn't include everything that would ever be an issue when he wrote the Bible, because he knew if he did, the thing would be so long that it would be impossible for anybody to read it or even to reproduce it, especially before the printing press was invented. And also a lot of the issues that he would have to include for every issue that ever was, is, or ever shall be would include a lot of things that the people of that time would not comprehend. For example, I imagine it would be like herding cats and pulling teeth to try to explain to somebody from David's time how the internet works. Or how airplanes fly, or how bacteria exist. It would probably be very difficult. What a microscope is. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to, because we all have places to go and people to see, especially with the Christmas season. So we know that there's a lot of things that didn't get specifically included, but we also know that there are a lot of principles that are timeless that can be applied even to our modern lives. And even a lot of the things that were included point to principles we can still look at today. So when you're looking at a new idea or new information, a new piece of information, you have to look at, first, is it in alignment with those principles? Is it in the Bible? Is it aligned with those principles? And if the answer is no, well, then you know it's not true. But it could even be that you're not sure, because none of us knows everything there ever is to know about the Bible, as far as I know. It could be somebody out there, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. I know I certainly didn't go to school for that, and while I don't believe in just trusting the experts blanketly, if that's a word, I also do know that I, even as someone who didn't go to school for theology, know a fairly good amount about the Bible because I read it, I go to church, I listen to what's taught at church, I talk to people about it, you know. The internet exists. So, with all that out of the way, you could even be not sure about whether something is in alignment or not. So you could decide, okay, it's good enough for now. If that happens, like if something seems to check out on first inspection, then you have to look at, okay, if you're not sure if it checks out, then you have to look at, okay, who's promoting it the hardest? And if the answer is that the people promoting it the hardest are the people who are against, excuse me, everything that we stand for, Well, then you know that it must not be true unless you can independently verify it. Independently verifying it could mean you double check and see that, oh yeah, it is in alignment with the principles, or, oh yeah, I do have this piece of knowledge that also passed that same test, and this aligns with that, so therefore, at least until I see new evidence, this must be true. But if none of that happens, if either it failed on step one because it was a false religion or a term from a false religion, or it passed that step, and then you decided, you realized it was not in alignment with the principles of the Bible, or it seemed to check out at first, but then you realized that you weren't 100% sure on that, and then you saw that it's promoted by communists, well then, yeah, then you know it's probably not true, unless, again, a new piece of evidence comes along that also passes that same test that you can then use to prove that this thing is true, or is true unless more evidence comes out. That can also be the case too. Because even though God never changes, the world is constantly changing. So let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of something that passes this, an example of something that fails this. So while the statement that 2 plus 2 is 4 would not normally be something that's politically charged, it could be if somebody making the statement is a politician. So for the sake of this example, let's say that AOC is saying that 2 plus 2 is 4. You look and you see, okay, there's nothing in the Bible that specifically says 2 plus 2 is 4. There's no principle I can clearly think of that would support that specific statement. So I'm not sure, but then I know how to count to four. In my case, I can count to four in multiple languages and well beyond. And I also can use a calculator, so I can put it in my calculator. Okay, 2 plus 2, that's 4. So I have two ways to verify that 2 plus 2 is 4, even though the person saying it is somebody who is opposed to everything I stand for. And then another example, this time of something that fails this test, would be the myth of climate change, which I did a whole episode on. There's nothing in the Bible that specifically says that climate change is happening. There's no principle that would support the idea either that it is happening. I mean, I think there is a statement about the world becoming warm in the end times, but since we don't know when the end will happen, that's kind of a iffy one. So it could be that it checks out on first inspection, but also when you look at the proposed solutions for it, they don't pass this test, because like the idea of redistributionism, which is theft, which I covered in Communism versus the Ten Commandments, the idea that we should give power to a bunch of elites, you know, God was hesitant to give the people of Israel a king. He eventually did, but he was hesitant to do so because he knew what a king would do to them. And that's essentially the same issue you have when you give a small group of elites the same power. Actually, you have probably more issues come up because power has to be shared among those people. And with there not just being one person, then you're more likely to have power struggles and people sharing resources with each other, having to divide them up, and you have more bribery and corruption and whatnot. And then also the idea that we should trust in man more than God, which is what the climate activists want us to do. They want to make an idol out of the environment, which breaks the second commandment. They want to even make the environment a god, which is a violation of the first commandment. They want to have us all trust in them and their plan. And the Bible says that we should trust in the Lord more than in man. There are many verses that say those kinds of things, and one that pops up in my head is the very middle verse of the Bible in Psalm 118. So we know that there's a lot of evidence against this theory of climate change, and especially against supporting the proposed solutions to it. So then we know that it doesn't check out on that, and that the people who promote it tend to be those who are on the far left, who support killing babies and who don't believe in God. They deny this basic element of reality, or they're at least skeptical that he exists, or they at least don't read their Bibles. They don't they believe in a lot of agenda items that go directly against the Bible. For example, gender ideology. They go against pretty much everything that we stand for. So, yeah, we shouldn't trust what they're saying if we can't independently verify it. And we can't independently verify that climate change is happening, let alone that these proposed solutions would actually do anything to stop it if it was, because we don't control the weather. Newsflash. I know you know that. I'm saying newsflash to them. Yeah, we know that this theory utterly fails the test. So, in summary, the test goes like this. First, when you hear a new idea, new piece of information, new theory, whatever, you see, okay, is it biblical? Is there anything in the Bible that specifically discusses this or mentions this? And if not, is there any principle that you can think of that would apply to this and would do so in a positive way, would support this theory being true, or would support you supporting it? That's not changing the word. We shouldn't let that stray into that. It's not about that. It's about seeing if the word, it's about putting the word first when deciding what to believe in a sea of new information. And so if it seems to check out, but you're not completely sure, then you look at, okay, who's promoting it the hardest? If the answer to that is that it's a theory promoted mainly by those who stand against the Bible and everything it stands for, well, then you know that, okay, if you can't independently verify it, that's the next step, independently verify. If you can't do that, well, then it must not be true, unless new information comes out later that can also pass the same test. And if that happens, then something either is or is tentatively true, unless there's more new evidence. Because as I said, we live in an ever-changing world. That could happen. It's not likely, but it could happen. So, this is not ad hominem. We shouldn't let it get into that. This test is not attacking the people who promote these ideas. It may sound like it. I acknowledge that, but that's not what it's intended to do. It's actually intended to do the exact opposite, to weigh the ideas only and their merits only and not the people. I know I said we look at what the people stand for, but that's not attacking the people. That's looking at their ideas. So it's actually removing a potential attack on the individuals themselves. So it's discouraging ad hominem. It's trying to avoid that. So, I hope you'll find this test helpful. I use it, and it works well for me. As I said in the top of the episode, simplicity is a precious resource in our society where we have so much information coming to us all at once, and we're so busy running around all the time. And especially with social media, where there's a whole bunch of crap on there that ain't true, and there's some stuff that may be true, and there's a few things that are true. So this could probably be very helpful in sifting through all of that. And so I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least considered it to be more informative or food for thought. And if you like it, feel free to pass it along to anybody you know that may be interested in this topic. Feel free to follow us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, or on X at JFSCPod. And feel free to check us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also send me an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S, firesidechats@gmail.com. Also, feel free to join the Facebook group if you're into that kind of thing. It's looking pretty sad over there. It's fireside chatter. Like if some of y'all could help breathe some life into it. I created it specifically for fans of this show. So, again, thank you so much. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I will try to get back to you more regularly. My life's been kind of a mess right now, mostly in a good way. But still, it means that this show hasn't gotten as much time as I would like lately. I will also be revisiting an old episode and giving you a special Christmas episode, Christmas present there, but I'm not going to reveal which episode I'm revisiting until I release it, because I want it to be a surprise for you. So, again, thank you so much if you're still here, and have a blessed day.